Okay, is this on? All right, hi, I'm Abby, and I'm going to be talking on words of knowledge, but before I get into that, book for it on the book table. It's all about words of knowledge, so just like an overview of pretty much what I'll be speaking on. It's also in the manual. I'm just like right there. Okay, so a little bit about myself. I am 19, going to be 20 tomorrow, actually. And how I, like, came, so, like, my mom was always a Christian, so I was, like, always in the church. And if I was at my dad's house before he got remarried, I'd always go to church with my grandma. But it was never, like, what it is at the school. So, like, how I came to it, it would have been, okay, so I graduated in 2012 from high school. So, like, that summer, I went to this, like, camp. It's called Ichthus. And so it's, like, a four-day, like, camp. You go with, like, different churches, camp out, and you have different, like, speakers and different people doing worship. Like, the last one was Chris Tomlin, and you had, like, Toby Mac and Family Force 5. And so, like, different concerts throughout the evening and a bunch of different stages that you could go to. And I listened to the speaker, and his name was Justin Lookadoo. And I just really liked him. So I was, like, at the table, because they have, like, tents and stuff that you can walk through. And I was getting, like, all his books. And I got this Bible study called The Hardest 30 Days of Your Life. And I was like, I'm going to make my mom do it with me. So I bought it, and we're doing it. And it was a challenge. It's not... no joke, when it really does say the hardest 30 days, it was. You get into it, it's like the first day, we like wrote down why we agreed to do the Bible study, and then you built an altar. And you put it someplace like in your house where you'd see it every day. So I put it in the kitchen, so I'm at least in the kitchen every day. Then you get onto it, and it's like you're the fifth day through, and it's like, all right, 21-day media fast. I'm like, no! It was hard. They're like, no, like, music that's, like, not Christian, so, like, none of that, no TV shows that are bad, no movies, no TV for that matter, like, at all. And so that was hard, but my little sister, bless her heart, she's too cute, I'd come home from work, and she'd be at her friend's house, and she'd, like, see that I pulled in, and she'd come home just to, like, do stuff with me or say, oh, let's go, like, to the park or whatever. So she kind of did, like, the fast with me, even though she wasn't even doing the Bible study. She's like, Abby, I don't want you to have to not watch TV alone, so I'm going to do it with you. I'm like, Molly, you're the greatest. And then you get, like, further into it, and we had to make, like, a list of, like, stuff that we, like, loved. So I'm like, okay. I just bought, like, a new Coach wallet, so I, like, put that at the top. And then it was, like, Trey Songz CD, and he just, like, made this list of stuff. And I was like, okay, now take, like, the first one on your list. I'm like, okay, my Coach wallet. And he's like, now give it away. I'm like, no, I just bought it. Like, I just bought this thing. He's like, but do it anonymously. Like, they can't know who it's from. I'm like, how in the world am I going to do that? So I, like, prayed about it because I didn't know who to give it to, and I gave it to my neighbor because she, like, just lost her husband, and so she's, like, living alone in this house, and she had to be, like, in her 70s easily, maybe 80, and so we always try to, like, help her out. We'd mow her lawn and stuff for her, and she'd always, like, bring us stuff, so she, like, every year we get Christmas presents from her. She'll, like, bake all these pies and give it to us. I'm like, okay, but how do I give it to her and she not know it's from me? And so I put it in an envelope, and I, like, wrote down her address, put my stamp on it, but I didn't put a return address so she wouldn't know, and I just stuck it in my box. I'm like, brilliant, she'll never know. And then, so I did that, and then you get, like, further into the Bible study, and you have to, like, do a journal, and I can't remember what it is, but it spells out the word, like, praise, like, when you do it. And I'm going back up a little bit. So I was going to go to Kent State, and I want my degree to be in criminal justice. So I was, like, there for the weekend for, like, orientation weekend with my mom. So I like knew who my roommate was. I had bought all this stuff for my dorm room. I like made up my schedule, knew my classes. Like I was ready to go. I was ready to leave. And get there, and we're setting it all up, and I go to meet with the financial aid people, and I didn't get, like, a single scholarship or grant, like, anything that I applied for. I'm like, I cannot afford that. Like, it's $20,000 a year. So, like, by the end of 4 years, I'm going to have to pay back $80,000. I'm like, no, that's too much. So I'm like, now what? So I'd been, like, looking at, like, all the other colleges that I applied to, trying to see, like, okay, where'd I get the most money? Is it, like, too late to still register? And I was in the middle of doing, like, this Bible study when I was trying to figure that out. And then, like, my dad, we don't always get along and agree on most things. And he's like, no, like, you have to get your four-year degree, like, this, this, and this, and you get this result at the end. And that's always how he has been. Like, you don't, like, I'd always volunteer to the homeless. And he's like, oh, so you do this because you don't want to end up this way. And you just see things a little differently. So I'm like doing my journal, and I hear clear as day, you are to go to ministry school. I'm like, okay, like, where did that come from? Then I started Googling them. And I was like, okay, like, I'll go to the one in Pennsylvania. It's somewhat close to my house. My parents won't have a heart attack, so I'm too far away, but I'm still, like, getting away because I'd always wanted to go to a college out of state. So, like, Kent State to me was, like, the closest thing. It was, like, 3-4 hour drive. Far, like, my parents can't come surprise for a visit. Got to tell me when they're coming. So it's like, I'm like, oh, this is great. And so I tell my dad that, and he didn't speak to me for, like, 3 days. And he's like, Abby, no, this is not what you do. And so then after that, I was like, Dad, I can make my own decision. I'm going to go. And then he was like, hey, well, I'm not helping you out at all. And it was my stepmom who told me that. And I was like, okay, like, why can't my dad tell me? If he's not the one that's going to help me, it shouldn't come from my stepmom. It should come from him. And so I talked to him about it. And he's like, well, I still want you to, like, do school. So I made an agreement. If I did online school, he would pay my rent. I'm like, okay, I can handle that. And then this year, I was like, no, it's too much to handle. Like, it was hard last year having, like, your schoolwork plus my online school plus a job. And I was like, I'm not doing online school. And I didn't tell him. So then I'm, like, home for Christmas, and he, like, asked me when my online classes are catching up. I was like, oh, I missed a deadline. Can't do it. And he was like, well, why didn't you do it? I was like, because I didn't want to. And he was like, okay. And then starting to ask me more about my school, and he still pays my rent. But that's how I came here. So then, never forget the first time we heard on Words of Knowledge, and this guy Ruben is in our class. He got one for knee pain, and I had hurt my knee really bad. Like, I was getting into my grandma's car. So, like, I now call her car, like, Satan's car. Because every time I get in her car, my knee hurts. And I'm like, this car, like, this is why. And I get into it, and it, like, it pops so loud. Like, I saw my, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, my kneecap, like, moved back and then, like, moved back into place. So I couldn't, like, walk. Like, I was screaming in pain. It hurt so bad. And he said that, and I was like, okay, like, kind of forgot about it. It just randomly hurt. And I stood up, and he, like, prayed, and then I was, like, gone. And I was like, first time I ever did it. So next slide, please. So 1 Corinthians 12:1 and then 7-8 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be unaware, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For the one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to the other, to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. And then, next slide, please. Talks about what is a word of knowledge, and it is the spiritual revelation of information received through the Holy Spirit. It is the knowledge received apart from natural analysis or human means. It's like, I've always had trouble with my back. It is, I don't know, like, I'd have to go to the chiropractor, like, every week for it. And then one time it didn't hurt for a while, but then it like came back, and it didn't like occur to me that it was like a word of knowledge, because I'm just like, oh, I've always had this back pain. And then I was like, no, I was healed of that. That's a word of knowledge. It's no longer just me. And then next slide, please. It says the Holy Spirit will often give a revelatory word of knowledge concerning the needs of the person for more one person for healing. This is often an indication that God wants that person or persons to get healed. Like sometimes when you get it, that might be like the only way that this person like might get healed. They might be thinking, oh, I've had this forever. Like, oh, God just put it on the back burner. Like, it's not even important if I've had it forever. But like your word of knowledge that you get might be what they like need to reignite their faith that, oh, God does want to heal me. So then ways that we can receive it. Can go to the next slide, please. As you can feel it. So it could be a sharp pain in some part of your body, a throbbing sensation, some other sensation, or a strong emotion such as fear or panic. I normally always feel mine. It is the only way that I get them, is I feel it. Sometimes it's not the greatest because it hurts really bad. But it's like I was at VOP, which is Voice of the Prophets, and I went last year. And again, my knee was hurting, so I figured it was just my stupid grandma Satan's car. It's like, no, it's not. It's not her car anymore. Not for my knee. And I just looked at the woman next to me, like, I kind of talked to her, like, throughout the day, and I got to know her a little bit. And I was just like, by any chance, does your knee hurt? She's like, yes. How did you know? I'm like, well, I felt the knee pain. So normally that's an indication that, like, someone has it and that God wants to reveal it to me so the person can be healed. She was like, okay. And so I, like, talked to her about it. Like, how did she get it? Like, what happened? She had, like, surgery on this knee, had had the pain for, like, 20 years, and was getting ready to go in for, like, another surgery, and she just kind of had, like, given up on it. I was like, okay, well, do you mind if I, like, pray? And she's like, oh, sure, no problem. Go ahead. So I just placed my hand on her knee, and it was just, like, a simple prayer. I think it was, like, maybe, like, a minute, not even that. And I was like, okay, can you test it out? And she, like, bends it, and she's like, oh, it doesn't hurt anymore. And then she starts, like, jumping up and down. Then I see her, like, jump up out of her seat and, like, ninja jump over me and my friends and run. I'm like, okay, take it as it was healed. And sure. Next slide, please. If you can see it. And it's with a person with the word written across his front or a back or over his head. A person with a certain condition, such as like a limp, if they're holding like their arm or in a cane or like have glasses. Those are the obvious ones. Like if someone is in a cast, most of the time they need healing. Actually, 100% of the time they do. They wouldn't be in a cast. And so then, like, so we were in Baltimore, like, how they, Amber mentioned that they went to Brazil. Well, I went to Baltimore. Loved it. And we were doing, like, a prayer walk around the city, and we come across to this, like, man that we saw, and I was just, like, talking to him, and he was in a wheelchair. I was like, okay, to me, that's, like, bait. You know they need the prayer. So I walked, and I was like, do you just mind if I, like, pray? And he's like, yeah. So, like, me and the people have prayed, and I'm like, okay, like, can you test it out? And he, like, gets up and walks. And I was just, like, stood there for, like, 10 minutes. Like, my mouth opened. Like, my jaw dropped. I was like, no. I'm like, he shouldn't have been in the wheelchair then. Like, he was faking it because that had not happened. And it just had. And I was like, oh, still in shock. I, like, called my mom that minute. I was like, Mom, guess what? It's like midnight, so I called her and got back to the hotel. So it's maybe like 12:30. She's like, oh, okay. I was like, he got out of the wheelchair. And she's like, Abby, that's great. I'm like, yeah, it is. I just had to tell you. Okay, you can go back to sleep. Yeah. My mom's used to that, though, because I call her all the time. I'll like have like just the littlest headache, maybe like 2 a.m. and I'll call her. Mom's great. Next slide. You can read it, which is a person with a word written across his front or back or over their head, a word written on a wall or a carpet or something like a newspaper headline or a banner. So I have never like really understood like to read it. Like I'll be standing up here and then I just don't ever see a word across someone. But my mom, so like my old church, she was the worship leader. And she was like, she played the keyboard. So she's up there playing and she saw this woman and she had like depression like over her head. And so my mom like waited until she was done and just like went up to her quietly. And she's like, yeah, I've been like suffering in it for a while. And they like prayed. I would assume she felt better, but I'm not sure. And so to me, that was just like the first one that I rather read it. I'm like, okay, like I didn't understand it until my mom like told me about it. Next slide. Is you can think it, which is you may sense in your mind that someone has a particular condition or that the Holy Spirit has spoken the word to you or is a mental impression. So, like, sometimes, a random thought will come into my head, and I'm like, why in the world should I just, like, think that? And then I'm like, oh, that was Jesus talking to me, because otherwise it would have never popped in my head. And most of the time it's like a conversation. Like, I'll admit it, I talk to myself a lot. And so I don't know, it will like come. And in John 16:13-15, it says, however, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak to you and will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and give it to you. So if God will speak things to us, then obviously he wants us to hear it and he wants us to know why we got it. And then that's why we heard it, and it's to be shared with others. Next slide, please. Again, you can think it. Oh, I just did that one. Next slide. Sorry. You can say it. Which is why talking or praying with someone, unpremeditated words may come out of your mouth relating to a physical condition of what you weren't aware of. Like, sometimes to me, if I'm just praying for something, like something will just randomly come out. And I'm like, I know that has to be God because that is not what I was about to say. And so I'm like, it better be, because if it's not, I could be in trouble. And so just like pray about it. God wants everyone to be healed. It's his intention for all of us. So obviously it was given to us for a reason, and the person might know the reason even if we don't. Next slide, please. You can dream it, which is you might have a vivid dream or vision in which you have a new health problem. You can see someone with a health problem, or you can hear them talking about the health problem. So in Job 33:13-18, it says, why do you contend with him? For he doesn't give an accounting of any of his words, for God may speak in one way, in another, yet he doesn't perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering of their beds. So just recently, lately, like I've been asking, like, God, like I don't hardly ever dream. So I'm like, I just want dreams. I want to be able to remember them. So I've been very good. And when I wake up, I'll write them down. And some of them, they have been so weird. But I'm like, they gotta have a point. If I'm remembering, like, it'll be to the point I'll wake up, and it would be, like, the longest dream to tell. And I'll remember, like, every detail on, like, people's name in the dream. And I'm like, that has never happened. So I'm like, there's a point to it, whether I know it yet or not. Next slide, please. As you can experience it, which is similar to dreaming it, you may have a vivid vision while awake. It may be so strong that you are actually a part of what's happening, not just an observer. So example of that is my stepdad. So he's not a believer, so it was like really weird to him when it happened. Well, he works at Conway, which is like a trucking company. I need water. And so he like inspects the freight before it goes out. So he's like out walking the docks, and he sees this like death-like thing coming like towards them. And then he saw like my old pastor's son, Ryan, and it was him, and he like knew that something was about to happen because he saw it 3 times. And so my mom was like talking to me about it because he was so freaked out. He was like, I know like they've done, my church back home is a mess. So he's like, I know they've done like stuff to you, but I would never like wish death upon the pastor's son. I'm like, Bill, I know that. Like, I know you're not going to wish for someone to die. And I'm like, well, obviously there's a reason to it. Like, why you've been seeing it, I'll pray. And so me and my mom were praying just about it, like, God, like, you know what it is. Just, like, be with Ryan. Protect him. Why ever Bill's seeing this, you know the reason and the point. So it's, like, a week later, and Ryan and his girlfriend were, like, in his truck, and they were driving, and it was, like, icy. Ohio's weather was horrible this year. And they, like, spun around and hit a pole, and the truck had been, like, wrapped around the pole. And so, like, when I saw the images of this, I'm like, he didn't even come out with a scratch, like, nothing. I'm like, that is a miracle because his truck was completely totaled and gone. I think he even, like, caught on fire. So I'm like, how did anyone, like, nothing? And I'm like, Bill, that was why you were seeing it. And then they, like, went to the hospital because he kept having, like, really bad pain in the chest. And when he was little, they told him he had a tumor, like, by his heart. And that it just, like, disappeared. It wasn't there. So they're like, oh, like, God answered our prayer. It was a miracle. But it turns out they missed it. And so now this thing is, like, huge. And he has to have, like, all this stuff done to it. And I was just like, maybe that was why he had it. So it'd be, like, addressed now and not later. Like, if it could have waited, like, he could have died. So I was like, Bill, like, that is why. And he was like, okay, Abby, stop preaching to me. I was like, okay, that is why, though. Next slide. It could be miscellaneous, which is sometimes they might blend together. The vision could be likened to a 3D movie, something given by the Holy Spirit that is beyond a mental picture or intensity of vividness. Just, like, pray about it. God will reveal to you, and the Holy Spirit will tell you, like, why you're seeing them. Next slide. It's going to be why and where. Could be a specific need. Which is the Holy Spirit will often give the word of knowledge concerning the need of a person or persons for the healing. When you get the words, it's normally an indication that God wishes to heal the person, and it can often build faith in the person who needs the word. So if he gives it to us, it's like free, so we should give it away free of charge to people. And obviously there's a reason why we got them and received them, and the person will receive it, and they'll get it, and it might be like exactly what they needed at that time in their life. Next slide, please. So when you receive the word that the person should normally speak it out then or the next time in which it's appropriate, you know, like if someone's, like with me, it will be like after we do an activation and that would be the time to give them. Just wait until it's like appropriate. Like if someone's up here talking and you all think, you know, just don't stand up in the middle of it and go, arm pain. People are going to think you're extremely weird. just wait and you will know when you should give them. Next slide. Oh, okay. Well, I have here that. Okay, wait. Hold on. Okay. Well, I'll just go this and we'll get there. So you should be specific. So, like, practice tuning into these revelations and speaking them out. In Acts 2, 17 through 21, it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. And to men servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. They shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire." I cannot read this. Sorry. "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall pass, and whoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved." So, like, God wants us to give them out. So even if it's not like someone that might have it, God's going to see that you took the leap in faith and did it, that you at least tried, and he'll acknowledge that you tried. Okay. How to deliver. No, I'm not the right slide. Okay. Don't be pronunciuous. Like, don't say, "God told me you have an earache." It might scare him away. Just, like, ask, like, "Oh, like, I've been having, like, pain in my ear. By chance, do you have, like, a pain in it too?" And if it's in the left ear, don't, like, it could be in the right ear of the person you're saying it to. So it can't be, "No, it's because it's not in the left ear. It's not it." No, ear is ear. It's the same. Like, who was it that told the story? I think it was Chris Gore. He was in there, and they got words of knowledge. They're like, "We're going after, like, life or death illnesses." And his friend that he was with, like, stood up for it. And he was like, "I had no idea. You're, like, this life-threatening illness that I didn't know about." And he was like, so he prayed, and he was like, "Man, like, I'm so sorry." And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know, just back pain." And he was like, "Oh, okay." And they're like, "God wants us all to be healed. So to me, it's all the same." I'm like, "All right, good example." So I told my mom that, and then she did the same thing. So we were at this thing, and they were, like, praying for something, and my mom stood up. She's like, "No, I don't have, like, something life or death. I just want, like, my diabetes to go away so I can at least eat a cupcake." I'm like, "Okay, Mom." All right. So when you go to, like, pray for him, it's going to be different depending on, like, where you are. So, like Amber said earlier, if you're in a grocery store, you're not going to be like, "I play the blood of Jesus over you and divine healing right now. Just God come and just touch him." That's going to freak people out if you're in Walmart and you start praying that. They're gonna think you're weird, and they're probably going to ask you to leave. But if you're, like, in a church, it's going to be different to when you can, like, just be aware of your surroundings and how you go to pray for people. Next slide. The next one is. Oh, I just did that one. All right. "May come quickly, so it may, like, come and go again." Just pray about it. Like, God will tell you. And try, like, I like to write mine down, because if I get them at the beginning of, like, something, most likely I will not remember at the end. So that might help if you, like, write them down as you get them, so that when it's, like, appropriate to give them, you'll have time and you remember them. Practice, like, tuning in to the Holy Spirit. Be tentative and humble, not arrogant or pronuncious. No one will be offended if you seem to have heard wrong. Like, obviously they're going to see that you tried in the care, so you're not going to be, like, shamed upon, like, "Oh, obviously you don't hear because it was wrong." No, they're not going to be like that. They're going to be like, "Oh, you tried. God saw your effort. Good job." I've been wrong many of times. And I'm like, "Okay, like, why?" And then they were like, "Well, God sees your effort and that you tried." I was like, "Yeah, that is true. But sometimes it's a little embarrassing and awkward." But I'm like, just embrace it. next slide, please. Resist thinking that it's just you. Remember that it builds faith to the other person to know that God has revealed his condition to you. What may seem like a vague impression to you may be a shout to others. So sometimes I do think like, oh, why did I get it? I shouldn't. Like, it's just me, no big deal. But obviously there was a point to why I got it. I was like, so I just need to take that leap of faith, and I just need to do it. I just need to step out and do it. No. Even if I'm wrong, it's okay. I was like, we're all going to be wrong probably at some point. I was like, I know many people that like have prayed for thousands of people and then they didn't see anything, but then like 1,001, it was their healing they got. I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. It'd be hard. It'd be a struggle for me. Like, next slide. Okay. So honesty is the best policy, even if you're wrong. It's okay to admit that you're wrong. People are going to feel more comfortable around you if you're honest. So, yes, some people say, like, the truth will set you free. So just be honest and tell them. There's a difference, like, if you're going to be honest, be, like, also nice to them. And your honesty, it is the best policy. My parents have always, like, been honest with me and told me to tell the truth. And it's been instilled into me. And I've always tried to be honest with people. And even if it's hard, just be, like, nice and gentle. Like, talk to them like you're talking to your best friend. Your best friend's going to feel comfortable around you if obviously they're your friend. So you want everyone to feel comfortable around you always. Next slide, please. Is don't let fear rob you. So faith is spelled risk. So just be patient and step it out. Be humble and tentative, but step out. God is giving you words of knowledge because he wants you to use them. In Psalms 25:14, it says, the secret of the Lord is those who fear him. Well, they will show them his covenant. So you shouldn't fear anything. Like, if you're like fearful, but then you finally do something, you like feel great at the end. Like, I was at Kings Island, which is like an amusement park in Ohio. And no, Cedar Point, take it back. And this ride, it was scaring. It just scared me. I didn't want to ride it. It was this huge hill. And you're like in this thing, and it's like, I don't know what it's called. Delirium, I think is what it's called. And so you're in this thing, and then, like, the traffic light goes. In a matter of, like, 3 seconds, you go up this, like, huge hill, like, straight up, straight down. I'm like, ain't no way I'm getting on this thing. And my brother had done it, like, over and over. And he's like, Abby, like, ride it with me. Like, being that annoying brother, brothers can be. I'm like, Lucas, okay, just so you're be quiet about getting me on the ride. So we go on it. And I'm, like, in my seat. And I'm like praying. I'm like, God, let me live. I'm like, just let me get off this thing. And we go to do it, and it was good. It was great. And did it again. And I was like, okay, like, if I hadn't done it the first time, I would have missed the thrill of it, and I would have missed the ride. And, like, my sister did the same thing. Like, I'm fine with loops in a roller coaster, but if it's dark and I can't see where I'm going, I'm not going to get on the ride. And she's like, Abby, I promise you, there's, like, no, it's, like, very calm. It's a very peaceful ride. She lied. We're in the thing. It, like, shoots off again like a rocket. Pitch black. There's, like, 6 loops in this thing. I'm like, Taylor, tell the truth. And she's like, Abby, you wouldn't have gotten on the ride. I'm like, probably not. But I was glad that I did, because it was a fun ride. So if I didn't step out of my fear in riding those, I wouldn't have had a blast. Like, sometimes you stepping out to be the one thing that could, like, change your life forever. Okay. So now that we've learned about words of knowledge, I'm just going to pray and ask that we, like, receive them. It can be any kind. And then in, like, 2 minutes, if you get one, I'm going to have you come up. What are the 5 ways to handle it? Oh, got it. Hold on. Now, so you can feel it. Can see it, can read it, think it, say it, dream it, or experience it. So I'm just going to pray really quick. So, God, thank you for allowing me to come here and speak on this and just allow anyone to get a word of knowledge. Just let them step out and take the leap if they get it. So just download a word of knowledge to them in this time, God. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to ask if anyone's gotten one, just stand up or come up and get say it. Okay. Anyone else? Oh, does that apply to anybody? That's a good one. If it does, just stand. Wrist pain. Anybody? Oh, I think right there. All right. Anyone else have a word of knowledge? Okay, well, I got some. Lower pain, like in your back, or like it's kind of in the middle. Does that apply to anybody? All right, stand, please. The middle of the back, like on the left side, and it tends to get like sharper and more painful when I like take deep breaths. I don't know if that applies to anybody. I had like neck and shoulder pain. I felt it on like the left side. I don't know if that's you. really bad heartburn. Like it's intense. Anyone have heartburn? Right. And then like anxiety or stress. If that's anybody. Okay. I'm going to have those who got the word of knowledge to come up here, and then the person that it applied to, just go to the person who had it and we'll just pray that way. And I'm asking my team to, well, I'm going to need your help. The team to come up and pray too. But she had one somewhere to pray for that person. Yeah. I'm going to come up. Do you have any Amber? All right. Okay. So we could even practice the 5-step prayer model again. All right. Introduction. Oh, wait. I need a mic.
I don't have a voice.
Okay, that works.
I'm really good. She's a teacher. I love talking for people.
All right. Go
ahead. Okay, so my name's Katie. What's your name?
My name's Carolyn.
I sense some pain in my wrist. Did you maybe have pain in your wrist or hand?
I injured my wrist when I was in college, and it pops out of joint real easily, like. I don't usually hold hands with people. Like, if Meg and I are walking, it's better for me to hold hands on my left side than my right, because just strange things happen and it'll pop out of place and I can usually pull it back into place. But so it's been a really long time. It was better for a long time, but the last few months it's really been bothering me a lot again. So when you said wrist pain, I was like, yeah, that would definitely describe me.
But you said it happened, like you have a hard time holding people's hands because of it. I've had this, that Pete and I were just holding hands, and when we both released, we both got the pain in the wrist.
Wow.
That maybe was just part of the word of my knowledge, and would it be okay if I prayed for your wrist?
I would love that.
Dear Lord, I just ask that you take whatever inflammation, nerve pain out of her wrist, Lord. I ask that it's removed. I thank you for what you're going to do, Lord.
After the test.
Pray again?
Yep.
All
Lord, I just know that you're going to take this pain from her and remove it. And I ask for it to work and just... Thank you.
God, I thank you that she got the word of knowledge and that it was an indication that she wants to be healed. So I just speak healing to her wrists in Jesus' name, that the pain will no longer be there, that the nerves and the tendons and the muscles and everything will work properly in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You can test out again.
Do you feel any warmth?
Some warmth.
Warmth?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. All right. If you'd like us to pray again, we can.
Okay.
All right.
Lord, I just I thank you for the warmth, and I ask for increase in healing, Lord. And I ask that you continue to do this, and I thank you for what you're doing already, Lord. And I ask that, I feel her hand like pulsating, like not like a pulse, but like a bone moving, and I ask that that if that's what you're doing to heal this, Lord, I ask you keep adjusting it, Lord, and fixing it. And I thank you, Lord. Does it feel any different?
There's definitely change happening.
Does it feel the bone move?
No, but I can just feel
right here.
Movement
it felt like it moved.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good job. All right. Did you?
Someone called out a pain in the back, left side of your back. I think it's me.
Okay. I'm gonna say a general prayer since I had a bunch. Oh. Come on up then. Here you go.
All right, so some of the ones I was getting was left thumb, left forearm, right thigh, and right knee. I don't know if that applies to anyone, but those are the ones I was getting.
If it does, prayer from him. Anybody?
You got a left thumb.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So how long have you had this pain for? A
couple of years.
A couple of years? Sure. Okay, do you remember anything happening like around the time of getting the pain?
No, I can't remember. No, I can't, no.
Okay. All right, what's your name?
Russell.
All right. Thank you, Lord, for Russell. Thank you that you're keeping your hand over him. I just ask that you completely heal his left thumb right now. Anything that is out of alignment, any tendons that are... out of alignment, I just ask you to bring everything back in. Let him feel your presence and complete healing into his left thumb right now in Jesus' name.
And I speak healing to his back, too.
My back, too. It feels somewhat comforted. Thank you.
Right. Anyone else have a word of knowledge that they'd like to give? I'm going to just save her. I am. All right, so let's just do a general prayer. So, God, I thank you for the words of knowledges that were given to everybody and the healings that has already happened today. And I just speak complete healing to the backs and that everything will just be aligned and work properly as it's supposed to, and the neck and the shoulders, that there will be pain-free, that whatever caused the pain will be no more, and heartburn or anxiety or just anything else that is going on, that it just be gone in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Going to take a 5-minute break.